Chapter 18. Her sister let them into Roberta Moynihan's house and got them seated in the living room. When Roberta came in, they all stood. "I'm very sorry about your husband, Mrs. Moynihan," Jesse said. "We all are."
"Robbie," she said, "please call me Robbie."
Jesse nodded. Robbie's face was pale and tight, but her eyes were dry. She seemed in control of herself. Rebecca Galen stood to the side, near her sister. Jesse said, "This is Captain Healy, Robbie, the homicide commander for the state police, and the gentleman with him is Sergeant LaQuarrie of the State Organized Crime Unit." Healy and LaQuarrie nodded gravely. "This is Roberta Moynihan," Jesse said. Robbie smiled faintly and gestured toward the chairs they'd risen from.
"Please," she said, "sit down."
They sat. "I know this will not be easy, Mrs. Moynihan," Healy said.
"Robbie," she said,
"but please put up with us as long as you can."
"I'll stay as long as you need, Captain," Robbie said. "It's the only way left for me to help my husband." Her voice shook at the end of the sentence, but she breathed in, and when she spoke, her voice was steady. "What do you want to know?"
"Are you suspicious of anyone in your husband's death?" Healy said.
"Francis had enemies," she said. "You know the life he used to lead."
Jesse saw LaQuarrie's face twitch a little when Robbie said, "used to lead," but he stayed quiet. "Anyone specific?" Healy said.
"No, and nothing recent."
"No threats, no increased security?"
"No."
"Your husband carry a gun?"
"Sometimes," she said. "As I said, I know there were enemies."
"He wasn't wearing one when he was found," Healy said.
Robbie nodded.
"When was the last time you saw your husband?" Healy said.
"The night he was killed," Robbie said. "We had dinner and sat on the deck afterwards, as we usually do in good weather." She paused and breathed and went on. "And he said he was going for a walk. I offered to go with him, and he thanked me, but said he needed to think a little, and he'd do that better alone. He said when we were together it was hard to think of anything else."
Healy nodded and looked at LaQuarrie.
"If I may," LaQuarrie said, "I'd like to read you a list of names, see if you recognize any."
"Of course," Robbie said.
LaQuarrie read about 10 names.
Robbie listened attentively. When he was through, she sat silently for a moment, then shook her head.
"I don't know any of them," she said. "I suppose they are acquaintances of my husband's?"
LaQuarrie did not respond. He was a lean, bald guy with a big nose.
"Has your husband traveled lately?" he said.
"No," she said. "Francis hasn't gone anywhere at all for, like, a year." LaQuarrie nodded and looked at Healy, and so it went for maybe an hour while Jesse listened. Finally, Rebecca Galen stepped forward.
"I think we've talked long enough for today," she said. "I know my sister will be willing to talk again, but the doctor has prescribed a sedative, and I think she should take it."
"One other question," Jesse said. "Ray Mulligan, where was he when Nocco was murdered?"
Robbie shook her head. Rebecca said, "Nocco fired him the week before."
"They were old friends," Jesse said, "school days. Why'd he fire him?"
Robbie shook her head again.
"They had a disagreement," Rebecca said. "Neither of us knows about what. Our husband's world was pretty much theirs."
"So who does security now?" Jesse said.
"Bob," Rebecca said.
"You're Bob," Jesse said.
"Yes, he sort of looks after both estates."
"You know where Ray Mulligan is now?" Jesse said.
They both shook their heads.
"Robbie really needs to rest," Rebecca said.
"Sure," Jesse said, and stood.
Healy and LaQuarrie stood as well. They said goodbye, and Rebecca showed them out. As they went down the front walk to their car, LaQuarrie said,
"Never thought I'd see someone upset 'cause Nocco Moynihan died."
"Especially somebody like her," Jesse said.
"Especially," LaQuarrie said.